الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. In yesterday's lesson, we spoke about entrusting all matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever there is a dispute or an argument between two parties, then there could be no better judge than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked all of the mu'mineen to bring the cases and present the cases into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and let Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decide. With regards to the munafiqin, what they would do, they would let taghut decide. And we explain what was taghut. Taghut refers to batil. So in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولِ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There's a reason why a messenger is sent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent here into this world so that he be obeyed by the will and leave and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that hidayah lies in the obedience of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, every messenger was sent for the same purpose, إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And if the mu'mineen have to wrong themselves in any way, by doing some sin, some acts of disobedience, they have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in this scenario, if we have to tie between this verse and the previous verses, there is a connection as well. Wronging themselves here could refer to supposedly somebody didn't bring a case to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him to decide on that matter. Ja'uk, and they come to you. Fastaghfarullah, and they ask Allah to forgive them for what they did. Wastaghfara lahumur rasul, and then they ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make istighfar on their behalf, that we made this mistake. We've wronged ourselves, we did certain acts of disobedience, oh Allah forgive us. And then they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to forgive us. La wajadu Allah tawwaban rahima. Then why not? Allah says, most definitely they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be tawwab. Allah is going to forgive them and Allah is most merciful. There are numerous amounts of incidents that were mentioned with regards to people who came to the qabr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he passed away, and they mentioned this verse in front of the qabr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, we bring iman, we brought iman in this verse, that if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes istighfar on our behalf, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. So they mentioned this verse and they said, we brought iman in this verse with conviction. O Rasul of Allah, please, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and we ask you to intercede on our behalf. Then people had dreams after that saying that this so and so person who came, he was forgiven. Ali radiallahu anhu mentions one incident 3 days after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried. One Bedouin also was present at the grave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to visit the grave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he mentioned this in front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu anhu says, a voice came out saying that this person is forgiven. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then, by your Lord, so Allah is taking a qasam here, by your Lord, Allah says, a person cannot have true iman. These people will not have true iman until they bring all the cases or whatever the case be. فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Whatever arguments they had between themselves, whatever disputes they had between themselves. So they will not bring iman until they present all of those cases before you and let you, O Muhammad, decide between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ. Now, after the decision is made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they must not find any difficulty to accept that within themselves. They must accept that wholeheartedly. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. And then Quran says they must accept that with total, they must submit and surrender to that decision with total submission. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith mentioned that a person is not a true mu'min, he's not a kamil mu'min until his desires are not in conformity to what I have brought. In other words, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to do something, then immediately without hesitation, we should surrender and submit to the decision of Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that lies our success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.